In this episode, we'll talk about what to include on your radio station website if you have no staff or content.
This is Better Radio Websites, the podcast for radio professionals who want to see their website generate more traffic and revenue. Each week, your host, Jim Sherwood, and his special guests give you time-tested tips and secret tricks to ensure your radio station dominates digital in your market. Here we go.
Hi, it's Jim, and welcome to Better Radio Websites, the podcast that wants to help you get more visitors and the most revenue from your radio station website. Now, you may have heard it here before, but the radio stations out there that are killing it with online revenue are the ones that are also killing it with a lot of content. We're talking about fresh, new content every single day that is shared out with their newsletter subscribers, with their social media channels. It all goes out to their listeners in different formats, in different places, and on different devices. All of those folks coming back to the website on a consistent basis. And they're using those numbers to get more banner ad clients, to resell banner ad clients, and to get more newsletter subscribers. The whole big circle there just keeps rolling and rolling and rolling for those folks that are out there and they're doing it this way. But what if you're a small operation? You simply don't have anybody to create this content. If you're a small operation, then you probably have a staff of maybe 10 people or less. If you're an internet-only broadcaster, you're probably it. It all comes back to just you. Well, no matter what size radio station you have, it's important that your radio station website not be a brochure. Now, think of any brochure that you've seen in the past. I remember the ones growing up that we've seen, you know, Sea Rock City, Dollywood, that you get in these motels along the highway. Well, once you read it once, there's really no reason why you'd want to pick it up again. I remember everything that's going to be at Rock City or Dollywood or whatever that was in the brochure. I read it, and so there's really no reason for me to pick it up and read it again. There's nothing going to be new there. Brochure websites are the exact same way. If they never change, visitors have no reason to return. And nowadays, this is very important because those folks who thought, well, I need a radio station website just to hold my listen live button. Well, I can listen live on TuneIn or maybe on an app from somewhere else, something like that. So more and more, you really need some kind of content on your radio station website to draw people back day after day. So what kind of content can you provide if you simply do not have the staff to update local news, events, that sort of thing? Well, focus on things that you can update daily or on a very consistent basis, like things involving the radio station. Radio stations are always active in their communities, right? Well, focus on that. Focus on what you're doing. Today, we're going to outline some things that you can include on your radio station website, even if your page is a part of a bigger website, so that it's fresh every single day. We've actually come up with 12 of them. I'm sure there are more out there. And if you have more that you think about as I give these, be sure to let us know in the comments or by reaching out to us at skyrocketradio.com. All right, number one, contest. It amazes me to see radio station websites nowadays with no active contests on it. I mean, back in the day, the stations I worked for always had at least one contest running, and most of the time, we had several, whether they be on air and online or either or. If you don't have online contests, but you have an on-air contest, be sure to list those on your website and then display the names of the latest winners. Give them something to share out to their followers. Hey, look, my name was on WXYZ.com. Check it out. Just be sure that your folks are keeping this updated daily or weekly or whenever the winners are drawn. And really try to make it a point to always have a station have at least one contest running at all times. I mean, the contest might even benefit a client more than it does the radio station, but at least your contest page will have something always populated. I mean, your sales reps could go out to a client and see that they have a little drop box. They, hey, you know, register to win a free sofa or a lounge chair for your pool or something like that. And just tell them, hey, how about we put this on our radio station website and we'll mention it two or three times a day. And then you'll have these in addition to the ones from the radio station. I mean, that's something that we can do very easily. And it gives us something that we can promote out from our website to draw more listeners back to our websites, all right? So it may benefit the client more than us. That's okay. We're getting the extra page views from that content. Now, if your contest page is simply not populated, and it goes for like days and weeks at a time with absolutely no contest, and somebody goes to the contest page and there's nothing there, be sure that you take that off of your main menu. It's better to have that gone from your website than to have a page that is full of nothing or it has an under construction note on there. So be sure that you at least have something there in your contest page. Number two is on location schedule. If you can't update the website with local events around your community, then at least let your listeners know where your station is going to be out and about and why they should come join you. I mean, this could include everything that the station is involved with: station remotes, concerts, business openings, anytime that one of your personalities goes and visits a school or something like that, like a town hall meeting. Anything can be listed to show that your station is out there in the community and making a difference. Number three, local sports schedules and broadcasts. Smaller towns, they love their local sports teams. So if you carry any live games, or even if you don't, make sure that your station website becomes the location that people count on for every bit of information regarding their team and their current schedule. If you can, update these pages with the current season scores so that people who follow these teams always know that, hey, their scores are going to be on their website, because their high school, they're too lazy to update their website with all of the scores and stats and stuff like that. But I know the radio station will more than likely have it since they cover the games. And these sports pages are awesome for sponsorship opportunities. If you have a lot of traffic coming to these team pages, you can easily sell them to clients out there. And all you have to do is just show them the numbers. All right, number four, swap shop. A lot of smaller markets have swap shop programming, normally in the mornings, right after the morning show, 9 until 10. Well, online listings would be a perfect complement to this show. You could either have the host post the new listings as they come in, or have your listeners submit a form that updates the list online. Either way, the online component allows people who miss the program to know what's available. Number five, song additions or music voting. If your station plays newer songs, post a snippet or maybe embed a YouTube video and get local listener feedback on each one as you add it. Position this as giving them the power to choose what's on the radio station and what's not. Hey, they have tons and tons of other listening opportunities out there that they could be listening to. If they have a choice in what your radio station plays, well, they'll more than likely be more engaged with your station on a more continuous basis. Number six is polls. This could be anything like the new songs that we just mentioned, or it could be something happening locally. Just be sure that you're promoting this on air on a consistent basis and ensure that you're making the polls engaging to the listener. Listeners are more likely to vote in a poll that they actually care about the results in. If they don't really care about the results of the poll, they're more than likely not going to vote. So always pick a topic that your listeners are going to be passionate about. Number seven is best of our town. If you have the ability on your website to include multiple polls or forms with multiple options, you should consider doing a best of campaign. And we've had a guest on this podcast from Radio Alabama who talked about their best of campaigns, and they can give you some excellent guidance on that. We have a list of that podcast and that blog post in our show notes. All right, number eight is business of the day. Of course, don't call it business of the day. That's really, really boring. I mean, come up with something more engaging, like for restaurants, local taste of the day. For this restaurant, include a menu and a link to their online ordering page. I can just hear the promo. It's inevitable that you and your spouse are going to be arguing over what to eat for dinner tonight. So we're here to help. Try today's local taste of the day at WXYZ.com. And see, there you go. You could sell that easily. Make an area on your homepage for a lunch location, and then maybe have it switch out to a dinner location later in the day, like after lunch. Number nine is day in history. Back in the day when I was on air at Clear Channel, we were all forced to blog daily. It was a part of our daily routine. Nobody really liked it, but now I can totally see the value in it. But one of our jocks, he always did a This Day in History page for his blog. And we always thought it was the shortcut. It was like, okay, come on, you're not really putting any thought into this at all. It's just this day, you went to this website and you copied this information and you pasted it on there. But his blog, it did kind of well. And so we were all surprised at that. I'm like, okay, maybe the shortcut is the way to go. But this is something, if you don't have the staff at your radio station and you want to keep your radio station website updated daily so it's not a brochure, then this day in history works pretty well. You can pick a format like this day in rock history, this day in country history. That is actually a very, very good thing. Just be sure that if you're getting this information from somewhere else, that you're either giving proper credit or, better yet, rewriting the copy in your own words. Now, if you're sitting there thinking, gosh, you know what, man, I got to do this every single day. No, you do not. Pick a day of the week and a section of the day that works for you. This maybe could be on the weekend, but pick that time and schedule your post in advance so they automatically populate at the time that you want to. Could be midnight every morning, a new post pops in, and that's perfectly okay. WordPress has this ability to schedule posts in advance just natively, so hopefully your content management system does as well. All right, number 10, evergreen content. Now, evergreen content is content that doesn't really go out of date. It'd be something like, for example, you know, the top five things to do in our town, how to best navigate the state fair, top five lawn maintenance tips, that sort of thing. It doesn't really go out of date. I mean, it could be updated years from now, but really not anytime soon. And you can create them as you need them. There's no real rush. It's not a news story that is current. Now, as you promote these pages as you can on air and share them out to your visitors over social media and stuff like that, you'll be able to sustain a pretty good SEO score for your website just by doing evergreen content. And while evergreen content is great content to produce on your website, just be careful that it's not presented as news. And you don't want to present it that way, especially on your homepage, because remember that homepages should always be fresh and new every time somebody comes. If you only have evergreen content that only gets updated every couple of months, every 6 months, every year, then your website, while it has content on it, is still going to look brochure-y. If it's going to be the same tomorrow or the next day and the next day and the next day, if it's going to be the same, it's a brochure website. So always be sure that you don't count on evergreen content as quote-unquote news. All right, number 11, audio interviews. Every time that you interview somebody in the studio, repurpose that content for the website or maybe a podcast if it's long enough. This allows for people that didn't hear the interview to hear it. It also allows the person that you interviewed to share it out with their people and their followers. Hey, go check out the interview I did on the morning show at WXYZ.com. That is something that's going to bring in visitors to your website. And you want more of those. Number 12, and finally in this list, is client-created content. Yeah, your clients. Hopefully, they're experts in their respective fields, so you can have them create content for your website. Your air conditioning client that you're running during the summer months might be happy to provide just a few sentences on the best AC maintenance, as long as his business is mentioned several times throughout their article. And that's going to be okay, right? The tax professional, right around tax time, might write a few sentences or maybe a couple of paragraphs on common deductions that most people miss. The local baker could write a small snippet on maybe a secret tool that they use in the kitchen. Your auto dealer client might write about the best way to maintain your vehicle's warranty. You can kind of get where I'm going here. What other ones can you think of that might work better for your market? Publishing content like this for these clients is much better for them than writing it on their own websites, because now they're kind of published. They're thought leaders. It's like they wrote a book. They're the go-to people for whatever they're talking about in their market. If somebody reads an article that they wrote on your radio station website, they're probably going to go to them the next time they decide to buy something that deals with whatever they're talking about. This kind of content is probably more valuable to them long-term than a banner ad that you could sell them. Of course, you're going to do that in addition to the content that they're creating for you, but whether you choose to charge them for this or not, this is going to be great for you because it's going to attract visitors, and it's going to be great for them because it positions them as a go-to person in your market. So that's a win-win situation right there, whether you charge them or not. All right, so wrapping up, if you can't be hyper-local by providing everything that's happening in your community because you simply don't have the people to create the content, then be Superstation. Everything that's going on with your radio station, be sure that there's an online component to match. Everything that the radio station is doing should be online as well. Once your website has this content, then it's important to have a content marketing strategy in place. How are you going to share it out to listeners and followers? Make a plan to promote the website portion of whatever you're doing on air. Promote that on air as well within your station newsletter. Share it in your posts and out in your social media channels, your Facebook groups, that sort of thing. I mean, always keep that wheel turning, because even if you're a lone person at your radio station and you're doing everything, there's still a little bit of time that you can devote to your radio station website to keep that website looking fresh. Can you think of any other content as I was going through here that we could add to this list? Please let us know either in the comments, or you can reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. I'd love to add to this list so we could help more radio stations in their content efforts. If you need help moving the needle on your radio station website, if it's stale, if it's hard to manage, reach out to us, skyrocketradio.com. We'd love to help you out with that. I hope these tips have helped you this week. If they have, please reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Better Radio Websites. Inspired by today's episode? Be sure you are subscribed and share this episode with a friend. Visit skyrocketradio.com/podcasts for more episodes as well as show notes for this episode. Need help starting or making your station website better? Visit skyrocketradio.com.